Hello.
Welcome to Universal After Dark, a Universal podcast that's not the same as all the others. Hello and welcome to this, the October edition of Universal After Dark. Tonight we are joined by our ever young, always beautiful P-Dabs.
Hello. I guess that's where it was going, because I'm not forever young. I definitely am not forever young.
And you've got a boss little slaphead coming on at the back, haven't you?
I've had that, do you know, and I can't blame it on anything else. It was lockdown. My hair started to come out in lockdown. My hair was fine before that. And then the first time we went out and there was photos of me, it was very noticeable that my hair had thinned.
Well, my nan always used to say, too much hair loss was masturbation, too much masturbation.
Well, I was locked down. What else was I going to do?
Fair enough. Hairy muff, as my nan used to say. So also joining us, is our Sinead.
Hello.
How are you, girl?
I'm all right. I'm all right. How are you guys? I'm a little bit unwell, so if I randomly stop talking for a minute, that'll be why.
Oh, you went all husky then.
Yeah.
It's all right. If I'd have been on the last show, I wouldn't have been able to have talked. So.
Fair.
Oh, it's like cold conquers this.
Well, we all know mine wasn't a cold, unfortunately. I wish it was.
Oh, share some of the COVID, will you, P-Dabs?
Yeah. Four times now. Four times.
Yikes.
He's a record breaker.
And I'm still here to tell the tale.
Fucking hell, famous last words. And five times he died.
Danger.
Stranger danger. Don't get into the COVID van, P-Dabs. What's everyone drinking, guys? Where's Sinead? What have you got?
Because I am unwell, I have a hot whiskey, but I have to keep with the theme of talking about my trip reports, I've got it in my Endor mug from August Cantina, just to try and keep it on theme.
Oh, wonderful. And come on, P-Tabs, what have you got?
I got a bottle of water.
Lady drink.
Just because you're not at work this week.
Oh, mate, I wish I was. Do you all right? I'm decorating our Grace's bedroom. So I'm doing all the preparation work today. And for weeks now, she's been telling me her wardrobe will fit in the alcove. And I trusted her at her word. It's 1 centimetre too big.
Oh, God.
So I've got to knock the chimney breast down now. No, I haven't. I'm not doing that. Just joshing. So it's knocked me for six. Anyway, I'm on Eve's pink vodka, raspberry vodka and lemonade. Because she's not here. So I'm drinking it. What are you going to do about it? Nothing. This episode is basically Sinead's Universal Trip Report. Now, we've had the bonus episode dropped. It'd be a few days ago by the time this comes out, last week. And that was all about the disability pass for Universal.
Yep.
Absolutely fantastic episode. Strangely, I recorded it and listen to it, because I always listen to the podcasts as I'm recording them, if you know what I mean, because I'm listening to this one now. Yeah, I'm still listening. Yeah, see? And then I listened to it when it went out to the Patreons, and then I listened to it again when it dropped to the masses. So I've heard that three times now. It's weird. But it's a fabulous episode, so go and check it out. But yeah, so this is all about your holiday, Sinead.
Yeah.
So we start.
Where are we
going
to start?
I'm guessing you flew Aer Lingus.
We did indeed. So Aer Lingus is, I think, the only airline that flies directly to Orlando from Dublin anyways. Dublin's the closest airport to us. It's only certain days of the week that they fly direct. So you kind of have to pick and choose what days you're flying out. So we flew out on a Saturday. And one of the joys of flying out via Dublin Airport is you go through US Customs in Dublin Airport, so they check your ESTAs there, and then once you're kind of past the scary security men. You're technically on American soil, even though you're still in Dublin. And then it's just treated like a domestic flight. So I think from us touching ground in Orlando to getting our bags was maybe like 20 minutes, if even. Which is nice and handy because it just removes a lot of faff of trying to line up with all the other international people going through. I don't know how Dublin Airport managed to wangle this agreement with the States, but I'll take advantage of it because it makes it nice and easy.
I did sort of want to land in Dublin just to go through that, but obviously we didn't. We went direct. But so did you land in Terminal 3 as well, MCO?
No, we were in Terminal C.
Oh, I think that's it, yeah.
Oh, is that the same one?
Yeah, the brand new one.
I don't know. It looked pretty new, so yeah, it must be. It had like the big screens that moved and whatnot.
Yeah, that's the one.
Yeah.
Okay, fair. Don't go through the old palm tree reception anymore via that, do you, with the hotel?
Yeah, and you don't go on the little monorail thing.
No, you just walk 5 miles to get to your luggage. Yeah. I thought that it was a brilliant terminal, though. I mean, like on mine, our bikes were off last, so everybody had gone. But then we went through immigration with our bikes, and there was no queue. So,
right, cloud. Fair.
Yeah.
It wasn't too bad.
How did you transfer then?
So we used Lyft a lot during the trip. So if you book directly through Universal, so we were staying in Universal for the week. If you book directly through Universal, they give you the option to add on their, what's it called, like Superstar Shuttle or something like that. It's just a Mayor's bus. But because we were booking from Ireland, we went via Attraction Tickets Direct, which if you try book through the Universal website, it kicks you out to Attraction Tickets Direct. They couldn't add it on for us, so I would have had to ring Universal to do it. So looking at the prices of it and then how much a Lyft was going to be, we figured we just prefer the flexibility of using Lyft. So we did have a bit of an issue at the start where we were trying to book a Lyft and we were using our Revolut cards and it just had a bit of a conniption that we were in the States and trying to pay with dollars. So that was fun. So that took us a little bit longer to actually get into a car. But once we were in a car, it was a doddle. I'd say it maybe took us, if even half an hour, I doubt it was a half an hour to get to the wonderful Cabana Bay, which is where we were for the week.
What did you reckon then on Cabana Bay? It's my second favourite hotel on property.
Fair. I really liked Cabana Bay, and whenever I do my Disney one, I can talk about the differences because we stayed at Pop for a night as well. But I mean, they're both value resorts, but Cabana Bay is definitely streets above Pop Century in my opinion. Like for example, when we checked in, it was my birthday the week that we were there, and when we checked in, the team member took my passport, checked us in, whatnot, and noticed that it was my birthday and wrote me a birthday badge, but then also wrote me like a little slip that entitled me to a slice of cake, an icy, or I think a pastry in the quick service restaurant. And even had like little happy birthday cupcakes, which I thought was a really nice touch. And considering Adam had to practically beg a cast member in Disney to give me a birthday badge, it was quite nice. I was unaware that they did birthday badges in Universal as well. But yeah, I really liked the hotel in general. We didn't pay for a Volcano Bay view or anything like that. I want to say we were in the Continental building. Our view was of the car park, which was fine. But I loved it. We ate in pretty much every food location in it. We got a milkshake one night after Horror Nights. I think the only place we didn't eat was the Hideaway pool bar, but we ate at Atomic Tonic. We used the quick service. Having a Starbucks in the hotel was great. And the bar, so which is normally the Swizzle bar, but it's the Spooky Swizzle Lounge for Horror Nights, was very cute. Calling it the Spooky Swizzle Lounge is a bit of a reach. They've just kind of put some pumpkins up behind it and I suppose Halloweenified the names of certain cocktails. So rather than a dark and stormy, it was a dark and gory, but it was cute. There were a couple nights where we had a drink there before heading into heading into Horror Nights. But yeah, like it was clean. All of the team members were absolutely lovely. And the rooms felt bigger and much nicer than our room at Pop. And even though I don't think we had a connecting room, that I think about, we did have a connecting room at Disney and we could hear everything on all sides of our room. It felt like the rooms were paper thin. But I don't think we ever heard anyone, maybe the odd person walking down the hall first thing in the morning, but that was about it. So yeah, I would probably stay at Cabana Bay again.
Yeah,
I really enjoyed it.
I'd definitely stay at Cabana Bay again. It's a cracking hotel. It's just got it feels like the 1950s, doesn't it? It's just like, just a vibe, and they'd nail it, basically.
Yeah, the only thing I would say, when we're traveling, we'll generally just use whatever shower gel and whatnot is in the hotel. You don't get shower gel at Cabana Bay, you get a bar of soap. So just bear that in mind if you're not planning on bringing your own toiletries with you. That you do get shampoo and conditioner, but you just get a bar of soap. So,
isn't it a retro bar of soap though?
Yeah, which means it like dries your skin out.
Yeah.
Something fierce.
They must have got a load from the 1950s or somebody found in a container somewhere.
By the looks of it, because I've read the bottle of shampoo, they are produced exclusively for Cabana Bay, the little minis. Ooh.
Fancy.
Little minis of VO5. And then for Horror Nights, there was the Chucky photo setup, which was, it was a lot of fun. I don't know if it was just the day we were there. Like, we were just kind of pottering around taking photos of each other and whatnot. And then there's the bit where it like spells out Chucky. And there was a team member stood there to take photos for if people wanted, like if a group wanted photos together. And he was the most like unenthused team member, and it's the blurriest photo I've ever seen in my life. But I mean, I can imagine I'd be miffed having to like stand there and take photos of people all day. But yeah.
The YTS.
Wasn't great, but the rest of it was fantastic. And I think one of the best things about the hotels at Universal is that they factor in that, funnily enough, if people are coming back from the additional ticketed events, they might want food. So like all of the food places stay open until I think it's an hour or so after Horror Nights ends. Yeah. So you're not just like getting back to your hotel absolutely starving, which is nice that they've put that thought in. Shouldn't be so groundbreaking, but yeah, it was really nice.
Easy money, isn't it? Because people have got the munchies.
Honestly.
Yeah. Well, we didn't they have a table when we got back, P-Dabs?
Yeah, they had, like, the main restaurants weren't open, but they had, like, it was like a little takeaway thing. So they had sandwiches and stuff like that already pre-made.
Yes.
Ready if you wanted something when you got back into the hotel. Though, to be fair, I think we were quite late that night. So I think they'd already closed off what they had been doing by that point.
And the bar was still open, of course.
Yeah.
That was a nice little...
I really liked Cabana Bay, and like the buses were super regular, never had to wait more than max 5 minutes for a bus. And it's just so close to the parks as well, which is really, really nice.
I think Disney can learn a lot from that, to be honest, because I mean Disney's a city and they must have these big control centers doing the buses and stuff, and they must know how many people are at the bus stops everywhere. But we had to wait for buses, and we're at Animal Kingdom Lodge, for goodness sake.
Yeah. Now, what I will say, I mean, we'll talk about Disney like later on, but coming back from Mickey's Not So Scary, we did not have to wait. And I was staying at Pop Century, and there was a lot of people, but we didn't have to wait very long for it at all.
Yeah. So then, can you remember what your first ride of the holiday was? Because that's the important one.
I can. It was Velocicoaster, which, if you listen to the bonus episode and you're like, Sinead, you have a herniated disc in your back. Yeah, it was probably a poor choice. But we got there not bang on opening, and there was already quite a way for Hagrid. So we decided to go, and I hadn't got my assistance pass at this stage. So we decided to just go give Velocicoaster a go. I don't think it's for me.
But what a ride, though.
It's a lot. I will say, so the way the cars are set up, there's like kind of two rows per section, shall we say. And when we got on it the first time, we were sat in the back row of the section of two. And that I much preferred, because you could like put your feet on the chair in front of you. And I feel like that kind of saved my back a little bit, because I could like brace myself.
Yeah.
But we went on it again on our second last day, I want to say. And we were sat in the front of the section of two. You have nothing to hold on to. Like, I was out in my seat an awful lot.
Isn't it terrifying?
It's like, I have a really bad fear of heights and a fear of falling. And I just don't think the big coaster is it for me. I think I'm just a staunch Disney coaster kind of girl. Because it was, yeah, I can't see myself doing VelociCoaster again. It's great, but yeah, no. I think I've had my fill of it.
I didn't do, did you do the Hulk?
No, we didn't. No, because
I didn't.
No, because I felt like the second time we went on VelociCoaster, because I wasn't able to like brace myself, my back was a little bit more sensitive after it. And then I've heard you guys say, I don't know how many times you get thrown about on Hulk. So I was like, nah, I'll give it a miss.
Yeah, I just didn't fancy it at all. And I wasn't bothered. That was the thing. Yeah. I'll mind.
I mean, you've done it so many times before, so.
Yeah. I was quite happy. And you're a bit like that, aren't you, P-Dabs?
Yeah, I'm very much, you wouldn't imagine that I am going to theme parks and even UK theme parks, which are more thrill-based anyway. I'm not a thrill seeker in any way, shape or form. And I've done the Hulk once, and once is enough. I won't be doing it again.
Yeah, if I never do it again, it'll be too soon. What did you think of Hagrid's then? Come on, it's got to be right up there.
It's amazing. Like, I had watched some vlogs. Like, I don't mind watching walkthroughs or ride-throughs or anything like that. Like, it doesn't bother me in the slightest. Because, like, I had watched a couple ride-throughs from when it first opened. And, like, they don't do it justice in the slightest.
No.
Not in the slightest does it do it justice. The first time we went on it, we actually got the front of the car, which was amazing. So we did it twice while we were there, but the front is just something else. It's so amazing.
Did you take turns? So did you go on the bike and then Adam and vice versa?
No, I kind of wussed out, so I just went in the car both times.
You flicking shit, but oh no, it just, I mean, on the live one that we put out, we get off it and you can just, we're all just yabbering. We're just, because that was the first ride of our whole holiday and it was just unbelievable. Absolutely phenomenal. And the animatronics have got a bit of a bad rap, haven't they, for being a bit pants? But they were all right. They did the job.
For how much you see them?
Yeah, exactly. That's what I was going to say. It's a roller coaster. You literally sit there for about 10 seconds and see the animatronics and then you're gone again.
Yeah.
And it told the story. It did what it said on the tin. It was fantastic.
Yeah, no, I think it's great. Like, it's really thrilling, as in, like, you go so fast.
Yeah.
You go up pretty high, you go backwards, there's a drop. Oh, my God, the second time we went on it, we got stuck in the bit just before you drop. And we were there for a good 5 minutes just waiting for it to drop. Like, the music had turned off. We could still hear other cars going around. So my immediate fear was it's going to come and ram directly into us. But we were just like sat there for a solid 5 minutes just waiting for this drop. It was horrible.
That's awful.
Did not enjoy. But no, Hagrid's is amazing. Would I wait 2 hours for it? No. I was incredibly grateful to have the assistance pass for that, because going through the express queue was, I think, pretty consistently 15 minutes both times we did it. But it is an incredible, incredible ride. But 2 hours is a long time, which it was pretty consistent the whole time that we were there, that it was a 2 hour wait.
And I don't think it's showing any sign of dropping off either, because, I mean, it was open when we were there, wasn't it? P-Dabs,
yeah, 2019. It just opened,
Just opened. So it's a four-year-old ride now. So you'd think it'd start to level out a little
bit. But it's kind of got everything you want, though. Like, it's got really good theming. It's got really good storytelling. It's thrilling but not terrifying, like Velocicoaster. Yeah. like it's kind of got a bit of everything, and I feel like it appeals to much more people, because one of the, I think, oh, was it the Thursday we were there? It was down first thing in the morning, and it probably didn't open until close to 12 o'clock.
Wow.
And people just didn't know what to do. Because, like, you pretty much, what most people do is they go in, they do Hagrid's, then they do Velocicoaster. And then by that stage, something else is open. But because it was just Velocicoaster, there was a lot of people just kind of hanging around that didn't really know what to do, or they'd done the other two rides in Harry Potter and then were like, do Wizards, we do them again? What do we do? Like,
they're droopy just ones, just like,
honestly. So yeah, I can fully understand the wait, and I fully agree with the hype, but yeah, I doubt the wait time will go down. Like, it's what I think Disney probably wanted Seven Dwarves Mine Train to be, and that kind of void that Seven Dwarves Mine Train had for a while, but yeah, much better.
So, did you give the Potter a lot of your time? Like, did you immerse yourself in it? Did you buy a wand? No,
not really. Like, we went and did the rides. The only things we bought in Harry Potter were two frozen butterbeers, which were delightful. But I think just because of J.K. Rowling, I just could not. So I was never planning on buying stuff. I've never been a big, like, buying a lot of Harry Potter merch anyways. I think the last time I was there, the only thing I bought was this, like, spine, like, egg timer thing in Nocturne Alley, and that was literally the only thing I bought of Harry Potter the last time I was there. So, yeah, we didn't spend that much time. Like, we didn't go to any of the restaurants because a lot of the vegetarian options were really heavy. It was, like, a vegetarian shepherd's pie or something, and it was like 41 degrees, and I was like, oh, I can think of nothing worse than a big, like, heavy dinner. So yeah, we didn't spend that much time. We got the train over, we did Gringotts once, and we went to see the Death Eaters during Horror Nights, but that was probably about the grand total of it, to be honest.
Yeah, I mean, we were like that. We didn't even go down Nocturne Alley or nothing. I didn't even do the castle, Escape from, no, the other one, whatever Forbidden it's called.
Journey.
Yeah, didn't even do it because it knocks me green, and I thought, fair, can't be arsed. The only thing that we did that was amazing was hot butter beer, which is like heroin in a glass. Even in August in 40 degree heat.
I couldn't.
But that was, for me, that was like one of the things. So I'm talking to the girl and I took a nice picture of her giving me the butter beers. And then she starts asking me about if I'm going to Halloween Horror Nights this year.
Mm.
And I'm like, you're supposed to be a wizard in the wizarding world. You know?
Yeah. It's interesting because some people take it really seriously and some don't. So, like, we were walking through to get to Hagrid's to get a return time, and the train conductor, I didn't realize he was talking to me. This man followed me through the crowd to say this bit that he had thought up about the fact that because I have a yellow fringe and orange hair, he was warning me that the Polyjuice potion was wearing off and he could see it in my hair. And once he copped that we were pale as ghosts and sounded Irish, he was like, oh, well, you know, I'm from Hogsmeade, but I believe I have family in Wolverhampton, and then just started talking about England. But it was very, like, in a third party way. So he was very much trying to stay in character, but was like, I'm from the same side of the world. So that was quite funny.
Very keen. So did you get to do everything in Ireland, or did it was the stuff that you like, no, not going there?
Didn't do Doctor Doom's Fearfall. I've done that before, and again, figured it probably wouldn't be great for my back. Didn't do the Storm Teacups because, again, figured that wasn't necessary, and didn't do Hulk, but I'm pretty sure we did everything else. We did everything in Seuss Landing because we had time to kill before our Hagrid's return time. Did Kong, did Spider-Man finally. We didn't do Popeyes, but we did do Ripsaw Falls, which was a terrible choice because I don't think I've ever been so soaked in my life. And the guy made me sit at the front. I don't know why. Adam was planning on sitting at the front and he made a switch last minute. So I got absolutely soaked. And we paid the $7 for the stupid little drying hut things. Did nothing.
They used to be $5. That's
$7
a disgrace.
Yeah.
Because they don't do nothing.
No, didn't do a thing. Didn't do a thing. And then we also did River Adventure as well. And when we went on River Adventure, we actually had our own boat. We had it completely to ourselves. I tried to take a cute little selfie of us having our own boat, and a team member gave it to me.
That is the only ride I've ever... Well, no, that and Woody Woodpeckers, where they literally shout at you for getting your phone out.
And, like, we weren't anywhere near the drop or anything like that. Like, it wasn't like my phone... there was no way of me dropping my phone anywhere, but, yeah, got given out to for taking a quick little selfie.
Was... So when you went into Jurassic Park, when the big gates opened, the first dinosaur that when we went in was behind walls. Was he the one with the crick in his neck?
Oh, I don't think so. Oh, yes. No, there was one behind walls, actually, now that you say it.
Oh, nightmare.
Yeah.
He needs a new chiropractor him then.
Oh, we have a special guest joining.
Oh.
Aloha.
Hello.
Hello.
I'm calling live from Antojitos. You guys doing Antojitos tonight?
Nice.
We're doing it later on, yeah.
Fantastic. All right, well, okay.
We're doing it next month, actually. Breaking the fourth wall.
Premature. Eat it. There we go.
Aren't we all?
Just joined in. I saw you guys recording. Just thought I'd join in and say hello.
How's it going over there?
Oh, awesome. Absolutely awesome. Got lots to talk about. I'm sure you guys have already on with Sinead's trip and stuff like that. It'd be great to compare notes. But yeah, been a cracking trip. We are just leaving City Walk in a minute. We're going to go back to Cabana Bay and we're getting picked up at 5:30.
Oh, sad times. Time.
So very sad, yeah. Yeah, a bit down. But we've just ridden Hagrid's. We've bought a bunch of treats that we're going to take home or eat on the plane or whatever. So we've got some therapy to help us ease back into real life. So, yeah, it's been a cracker. Just wanted to say hello to everybody. How are you doing?
Well, what I can say, Mr. D, is your ear hygiene is second to none. Them ears are crystal clean for a pensioner.
Bloggers and bosses. Everybody right there?
Yeah, we're good, mate. We're good.
What's that?
We're all good, Mr. D.
Good stuff. Just wanted to say hi. I'll go now because I think the Wi-Fi is a bit crappy. But looking forward to talking to you guys on the other side.
Oh, thanks, mate. Thanks for ringing in. That's right. Amazing.
Yeah, no worries.
Talk safe to you soon. Home.
See you in the movies. Bye.
Safe flight. Ta-da now. Oh, isn't that amazing?
Yes.
How clean were their ears?
It was quite impressive, to be fair.
They were impressive.
For the listeners, we had video of Mr. Day walking along and then decided to put it to his ear.
Yeah.
And we could see it.
Yeah. Right in.
Like a true retiree.
Thank God he didn't listen through it with his arsehole. That's all I'm saying.
To start with, I thought it was his nose.
I mean, it might have been. Right, so... So you did everything at Ireland. Did you do... So getting on the train, going across...
Yeah, we had Craig Carriage. I sent you a sneaky little photo of that.
You did, a little sneaky photo. It made me day. Yeah, I didn't get emotional, but I nearly got emotional. It was one of them... It was one of them little things that just made me day. Yeah, it was lovely.
It's so funny. Every time... Like, we did the train twice. Both times we were going islands over to... studios, and both times it was us and then everyone else in the car was English. I was like, did they just like pick out the accents? They're just like, oh, I'll put yous all together. Bizarre.
Weird. Yeah. I mean, what did you think of the train ride? Have you done it before?
Yeah, I'd done it before. Adam hadn't. He enjoyed it. I mean, it's a nice little way of getting from one side of the park to the other. The last day that we were there, the train was actually down for ages and we were both just a bit dead on her feet from the week in the park. So we kind of just hung around islands for as long as possible until the train came back up and then went over to studios for a little bit. But yeah, it's cute. It's fine. if it wasn't a mode of transport between both, would I go out of my way to do it? Probably not, but
yeah,
it's a nice little sit down.
It would be nice if they could try and introduce some new stories, maybe, or make it seasonal, so make it Christmassy and whatnot.
Genuinely, because like it's just a video, like it can't be that difficult to change out. Like,
I mean, we've had some screen burn and stuff when we've done it. It wasn't this time, 2019. We had some terrible screens,
right?
But obviously, in them 4 years, they've been fixed.
Fair.
Yeah, so it is what it is. It's a brilliant mode of transport, isn't it? And it's something Disney could learn from.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know?
Because, like, it's so simple. It takes so many people. And it's just a nice little break from the heat, nice little sit down.
Yeah.
Happy days.
King's Cross doesn't stink a piss, though.
No.
And there's no syringes. So not it's not... see. No, so it's not that realistic. That's all I say, universe.
Mm-hmm.
So what was your highlights then in Universal Studios?
What were my highlights in studios? The Mummy. I finally got to do The Mummy. That was really fun. Did that during Horror Nights, one of the nights. I had no idea what to expect. Had a great time. Loved it. Did it a couple more times during Horror Nights because that was...
I would say
open.
The Mummy is the prototype for Hagrid's.
True. That's a very good point, yeah.
It's very much the original version with the animatronics telling a story on a roller coaster.
Very similar, yeah.
Definitely. And then Hagrid has kind of taken it to the next level, and that's why I can't see the Mummy going anywhere.
Nah.
Because if people can't get on Hagrid's, their best next option is the Mummy.
Yeah, and like there was a pretty consistent stream of people always going into it as well, so it would be a shame if they got rid of it. It's a lot of fun.
It doesn't have the big queues though, does it? It's not 2 hour wait. It's nearly always a walk on. Do you know what I mean?
But then it's 20 years old.
True.
Yeah,
it does eat a lot of people though. Like they can load those cars pretty quickly. So Hagrid's takes a while for people to get on because it's the moving walkway and yada yada yada. So yeah. I had a lot of fun though. Finally got to do Horror Makeup Show. It was great. I'm obsessed with it. I love it. I hope they never get rid of it. I knew I was going to love it, but yeah. When the second gal came in, she fell on top of Adam and told him he had really cute hair. So that made me.
Oh, nice one. That's amazing.
Loved it. Got to go on ET. Didn't do that the last time. Really enjoyed that. Went on Fast and Furious. And left pretty furious that they got rid of Beetlejuice's Graveyard Review for that, because I've heard everyone's reviews of it, and I knew it was going to be awful, but I didn't think it would be as bad as it actually is. Oh my god!
The thing for me when like 2019 we were all pissed, we had a boss time on it. This time we're walking with the family, and it's all about family, and it's all about Corona Light or whatever. What did they drink?
Yeah, it's Coronas, isn't it?
It's Coronas, yeah. So I think it's on the podcast where I literally ask her, can I get a Corona here and mention the family? And she was awful. Has that gone out, P-Dubs?
Yeah.
It's just
and
so bad.
She just looked at me like I had a massive dick on my head. It was like, that's where they put all the team members who don't want to be in work. They're all on the final warnings. You're going on that one.
It was just really, really bad. And half it, Ludacris looks like he's CGI. Like he couldn't even have been bothered to show up for filming that day. Just the whole thing is terrible.
I guess at least you had the plus point that it actually worked. Because I saw stories in recent weeks where they're standing on the car and the car doesn't appear.
Oh, dear.
Oh,
so they're just floating in midair.
Oh, no. Oh, see, I probably would have enjoyed that more. But like the bit where Vin Diesel like hops out of a car... jumps onto a helicopter that somehow he's bigger than.
That's the best bit.
Back into his car. I'm like, who agreed the perspectives on this? Because they've got to do a way off.
But I mean, how long are they contractually obliged to keep this thing open before they can rip it down and admit their mistake?
I'm really hoping the introduction of the roller coaster in California might be the end of that deal.
Is it an indoor coaster over there?
No,
or is it,
no, it's outside. Outdoor? Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah.
We did the new Minions ride.
Wasn't yeah, baby.
Didn't know what I was doing. Didn't know what I was shooting. Somehow got higher points than Adam. Don't know how. Sure. Yeah, I just don't get it. I don't. It's yeah. I didn't get it. Did Men in Black though? Loved Men in Black. Beat Adam twice at that, which again I was quite shocked at. Didn't realize there was the button thing the first time around, so neither of us got that bonus, but I got it the second time, so that was nice. And then you kind of just have to wonder how long Simpsons is gonna be there.
Well, what did you think though when like Men in Black does look tired, and when you walked out, you've done it in the past, and the Men in Black music was always playing.
No,
and all
I'd
staff.
Never done it before.
Oh, hadn't you? Never.
No.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. I get what you mean. Like, it is a pretty dead franchise. Now, randomly, we had watched, I think, Men in Black 2 for some reason a few weeks ago. So it was, like, fairly fresh in my mind. So I get what you mean. Like, it is a pretty tired franchise. And the shop has nothing to do with it. It was all just Horror Nights and then anime merch in there. Yeah. I do think there is a lot to be said for those fun shooty games. And I do think the actual ride mechanism and the game aspect of it is much better than what they've done with Minions. But they could probably do it changing it to something else. Franchise-wise, I'd still keep it as a shooty game, but they could definitely do it upgrading the franchise side of things.
I think they could get it back by just making a good Men in Black film.
Well, yeah, true.
And then retrofitting the ride or whatever. Just bring Will Smith back. I mean, I'd watch it.
Yeah.
It's not like he's doing anything else but slapping people, so it's fine.
Yeah.
But you were saying The Simpsons there, yeah.
It's awful. Just, it's very tired. And like, the vast majority of The Simpsons area now is just the bloody carnival games.
Yeah.
And like the ride itself's not great. So you kind of have to wonder. I feel like if it wasn't for how prominent Duff Brewery is, they would get rid of it already. But I think that's become such a Universal Studios staple that they would be hesitant to get rid of it. But it's just not great. The theming looks great from like the other side of the lake, but
yeah. The food court in there was atrocious. So we actually spent a good 2 hours, I want to say, in Moe's Tavern. We were sitting on is it a snooker table or a pool table?
Yeah.
Yeah. So the four of us were on that, the adults, and the kids were in a booth and they wanted food. So me and Phil went into that food court to get the food. And it is so tiresome to that queue is just monstrous, slow.
It's painful, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. We didn't get actual food there. Adam went and grabbed a Duff and I went over to Duff Brewery to get a frozen margarita and a pretzel. And that was about as much food as we consumed because the lines just looked crazy. And it just looked like another sad veggie burger. So we were like, it's fine.
Well, we just sat in there and just literally, I think we had 4 pints each, something like that. Me and Phil just got slowly pissed. And people watched, and the kids were happy. They were all watching at people's iPhones with headphones on and whatnot, and eating hot dogs or whatever they had, chicken tenders. And that side of it was nice, but the whole food court is a disaster. I think what they should try and bring in is what they've done at the Minions Land, where you go and scan, you sit at your table, and the food is brought out to you. That would solve a lot of the problems.
Yeah, fair.
And the rides, just did you do the ride?
Yeah, not great.
Whoa, vile.
Not great. I have to say, we got quite fatigued of the, you sit in a big 8-seater or 12-seater car, put on 3D glasses and get whirled around and look at screens. Got a little bit tired of that.
Yeah, definitely.
Like, the Spider-Man and Kong are obviously like the better versions of that, but like we went on Transformers, Simpsons is pretty much the same. Like, it's just an awful lot of screens.
What was, did you like, what's his face? Oh, what's it called, P-Dabs? Replace Terminator?
What's that franchise?
Bourne. Oh, we didn't do it.
Oh, mate. that is the best use of screens I've ever seen in my life.
Nah, didn't appeal to me in the slightest.
Yeah, I didn't know what to expect. I'd heard good things about it, and it didn't disappoint. But again, you didn't like Transformers?
No.
Oh, I love Transformers. You didn't like Jimmy Fallon?
Didn't do it.
Oh.
The only time I walked through the Jimmy Fallon building was to get to Stranger Things.
Oh, I mean, I don't know how long Jimmy Fallon's got left, to be honest.
Yeah,
to be fair, I don't think he's got much of a career left, does he? So, yeah,
exactly.
Exactly,
as my nan used to say.
One thing I will say for Universal, two things with regards to beverages, shall we say. One, I think the Freestyle Cups are amazing. Now, we bought one on the first day, never actually reactivated it and just used it for water everywhere. But yeah. I think it's somewhere that they really have Disney beat, because you can walk 5 feet and there is a Freestyle machine where you can get fresh water with ice in it.
Yeah.
And I mean, if you have your own water bottle, you obviously don't need the Freestyle Cups. But the availability of like nice tasting, clean, fresh, cold water is an absolute lifesaver with the heat. In, like, Disney have water fountains and you can ask for ice water at the quick service restaurants, but the queues for a lot of the quick services were massive. And if you go to the water fountains, a lot of them taste horrific.
And
so
warm. The Disney ones are warm.
Yeah. So I think it's something that Universal does really, really well, especially given the unbearable heat. However, I will say the fact that I couldn't get a seat and Adam buy us a round of drinks, or he couldn't take a seat and I could go buy us a round of drinks, was an absolute bollock.
Bolly.
Having to go up one by one. It was during Horror Nights. We were sat over by Kid Zone, went over to get drinks. Sometimes they might let you get two, more often than not, they didn't. So I went up, ordered two drinks. The guy said, no, you can only get one, Grant. So I got one, gave him my passport. He's like, oh my God, you're Irish, was flabbergasted. Shockingly, 30 seconds later, Adam goes up and orders the other drink that I tried to order. He looks at his passport and is like, oh my God, you're the second Irish person I've had in like a minute. Adam's like, funny that.
That's bonkers, that, mate.
He was bloody mesmerised. But yeah, that is a little bit...
Yeah, it's a pain in the arse. I mean, irritating. Disney is a little bit less anal about it.
Yeah.
But Universal was painful. Like,
they're so pedantic about it.
We were going up and ordering four drinks, and it was just me and Phil, and we had to point out, there's that one there, and there's that one there. So they still would serve us.
Right.
At no point did they make us, the girls, come up and stand there and stuff like that, but... It's just
very
tiresome.
Annoying.
Yeah. And I understand what they do. I mean, we had it years ago in... who's that country singer who's just died? Oh, he's got the bar in Universal.
Jimmy Buffett.
We'd be lost. I'm shit being the host of this. Jimmy Buffett, And we're all sitting around this big table and we're all made up and we're all excited. We're all happy. We're having a boss holiday. And we all get a round of drinks in, and he goes around taking our orders one by one, and he gets to Coffin Karen and says, you know, what's your drink? And she gets a big cocktail, because she always does. And he says, have you got your ID? And she goes, well, no, I'm a 30-year-old woman, and there's my kid, and my ID's in the hotel. What do I need ID for? I literally look my age. And he was like, well, I've asked you now, so tough. And he wouldn't serve her.
It's just wild.
And we ate our food and every mouthful stuck in our throats.
Because
we didn't want to be Jimmy Buffett anymore.
It's just irritating. Yeah. But yeah, I mean, that's a minor thing in the grand scheme of things. They had some really nice vegetarian food in Universal. I'll give them that. We had the weirdest looking hot dog at Hot Dog Hall of Fame in City Walk. Looked horrific, but tasted very nice. And over in... What's the land that all the rides have been shut down? The like...
Lost Continent. Ancient...
Yes, Lost Continent. Yes. There's two really nice vegetarian meals over there. There's a gyro over in Fire Eater's Grill, I think. And then there's a vegan meatball thing in something Donors. I could look them up. But yeah, there's some really nice vegetarian or vegan food over in that side of the park. would really recommend. Other than that, I can't remember a whole lot of food that we ate in the park. I feel like we mainly just snacked a lot because the heat was just so horribly unbearable.
And that's in September. We were there. I mean, we...
It was awful.
Honest to goodness me, them 4 days that we were in Universal, that was the hottest I've ever been. And we were in Washington and New York last summer, which was hot. But
they're just... I feel like where Disney is maybe a little bit better is that there's a lot of shade in Disney. Universal, there's just a lot of long stretches where there's just no shade.
And I don't know... Well, for us, I don't know if Disney turned the air conditioning down or it was just that hot that the air conditioning couldn't cope. But we were walking into shops in Disney and it just was blowing out like slightly colder air.
Yeah, it was horrible. Did not enjoy the heat.
All the things we said we were going to eat in Universal, we literally didn't do.
Yeah, same. Because I made a whole bloody spreadsheet and I ate maybe like 5 things off it.
Yeah, because we couldn't be arsed eating. We had no appetite.
It was intense.
It didn't stop us drinking. Like we did a fair bit of that. But
yeah, one thing I will say, and then I can move on to her nights, is we got at least 2 ocean attacks. Great. Loved it.
Yeah. The whole theatre.
With a super enthusiastic guy and then one with the most monotone girl in the world, and both were great. Loved it.
I think it's the same girl. We got talking to her and she'd been travelling all around the world.
Oh, wow.
So she'd come to work, she earned her money and then she'd go off again on an extended break.
Love it.
She'd been to the UK and all that. But I think I put it out on Instagram, her video. But yeah, what a place.
Just, so good. Loved it.
So come on, horror nights.
Yeah, so it was both mine and Adam's first time going to Horror Nights. I feel like I've been watching Horror Nights vlogs for forever, ever since I knew it was a thing. And it was nice getting to finally go. We did take Horror Nights at quite a leisurely pace, shall we say. So we had 4 nights in total.
Yeah.
So our first day, we didn't actually do any of the houses. We kind of went in, we went through all the scare zones. We grabbed some Blinky cups and the specialty cocktails from Stranger Things, which were fine. Peanut butter one is a bit gross. Mm-hmm. Just kind of looped around the scare zones a little bit. And then we were both, my back was starting to act up a little bit and we were both just feeling a bit zonked. So we ended up leaving and going to the Dead Coconut Club in City Walk.
It was
amazing. Loved it. Absolutely loved it. The theming in it was amazing. All the like statues and characters that they had, they had so many photo opportunities. There was this one woman that was upstairs and every single person that walked upstairs, she insisted on them trying to take a photo of her because no one could take a satisfactory photo of this woman. She must have had Adam take about 6 or 7 different attempts. And this was like with him handing back her phone to her between each attempt. This woman was just insane. And then over in the corner where we ended up sitting down, there was a Frankenstein and Bride and a electric chair. And every time people would come over and have a look at it, Adam would insist on taking their photo. And there was this one man and he was just like taking these really like serious selfies with it. And Adam was just in full goofball mode. Went up, offered to take the photos of him, and then insisted that he sit in the electric chair, insisted that he pretend that he was being electrocuted. It was the funniest thing I have ever seen in my life. This man didn't know what to make of him. And then as he's like leaving, just kept like stopping and looking back at Adam, really perplexed, and then looking at his phone at these photos. It was...
Oh, that's fantastic.
It was brilliant. I really, really enjoyed the Dead Coconut Club. If anyone hasn't been to Horror Nights and you're still planning to, would definitely recommend popping in, because the cocktails in there were really nice as well. It was just it was a really nice vibe. So
come on, what's your worst house, Anne?
Dueling Dragons. It's bottom of my list. I feel like I got too hyped up listening to people about it, and where they're like, oh, you get to like choose your different route and there's like all these different possible endings you can get. It's basically the whole way through. There's just either fire people or ice people. And then at the end, you either go the fire route or the ice route. The people ahead of us went the ice route, so we went the fire route. And there's just one room with one person, and then you're done.
So, because we on our podcast as well, P-Dabs, we talked about how you were going to do the dragons. Was it just going to be like a bit of a tail or a bit of a nose?
Didn't really see a dragon.
Yeah.
And maybe so, that was just me, but it kind of just seemed like these like fire or ice demons and then these like troll looking things.
So, I mean, Game of Thrones, why did it just go with Game? Why has no one ever done Game of Thrones, fire and ice and all that?
True.
Do you know what I mean?
True.
Put it on the
list. Yeah, Chilling Dragons was not my fave. Next up was Blood Moon Dark Offering. I think we just had a really bad run through.
Yeah. How many times did you go through it then? Just the
we
once?
We pretty much went through all the houses just once, and then we did Stranger Things twice, because the first time we did Stranger Things, we had a really, really bad run through and missed like every scare. So we prioritized doing that one again.
We found the same issue with Stranger Things.
Yeah,
is definitely. That you have to get it right because of how popular it is. It's incredibly busy. Do you remember that run through we had, Craig, when we had a cast member basically stand in front of us with the light telling us to move?
Yeah.
So Blood Moon, we just didn't get a great walkthrough of it. The sets looked beautiful, and we definitely got some scares, but yeah, just didn't. The timing just wasn't great. And in fairness to Adam, he managed to learn the rhythm of the houses quite well. So he was always able to time it bang on that I would always get all of the scares. But yeah, that one just wasn't great. My next is Exorcist Believer.
Ooh, come on.
It was fine. Like,
is
it was
it out
fine.
Now to the, is it out in the pictures yet?
This weekend, I think. Yeah.
Are you going?
Probably not. I'll probably wait for it to go on Plex.
Yeah.
Like, it wasn't that good of a trailer house, shall we say. But honestly, my favourite part of that house was we got talking to some, I was going to say kids, they were like probably 18 or 19, behind us in the queue because Adam tripped on the flip-flops he was wearing, and they started laughing at him, and we just got talking to them. And their reactions throughout the whole house were so over the top, but absolutely hilarious. They kind of probably gave Exorcist an extra bump. But it was fun.
Yeah. Okay, so come on, what's next? What's next?
Next up is Oddfellows.
Oh.
One thing that I did like about Oddfellows, so it's in one of the sprung tents at the back, and we only seen it at night, and it looks like a circus tent. It looked amazing. I thought it was a yellow and red tent, but when we were going to do the Darkest Deal the next day, it's just a white tent. They've just protected it from the inside.
Wow.
Looked amazing at night.
Fantastic.
But seeing it in the daytime, I would hate to go into that house when it's still bright out. Do not do that, because it will just look like you're walking into a white tent. So definitely wait and do that in the dark. But we seemed to be let in during the middle of a change.
Oh, that's a nightmare.
So we got some, we didn't get others. So it was a bit higgledy-piggledy, but overall it was pretty good though. Oddfellow was good.
Was there any Jack in there? Because there was rumours before the event, wasn't there, that Jack was going to make an appearance in there, or did there be a nod to Jack? Did you see any references?
I didn't, but also we did go through it once and I definitely wasn't looking at the minutiae that much. I'm sure Chris will go to it and be like, oh yeah, there was this and this and this. But yeah, I definitely wasn't paying that much attention to the minute details. But like the house itself was fun, but yeah, definitely avoid Oddfellows until it's dark because you won't get the same effects. Next up is Stranger Things. So Stranger Things was the first house that we went through, and we had a really, really bad walkthrough. We didn't kind of know how to try and pace ourselves with the people in front of us.
Yeah.
So we just missed a lot of scares. Adam did make a point of, so all the Vecnas, you know that meme of where there's a person wearing a witch mask and then their friend has like weird salad fingers on and then like shoves one of the salad fingers down their throat and they nearly throw up. Kind of what Vecna looks like the whole way through. So kind of took me out of it a little bit. But the house itself was really good. And I'm glad that we gave it a second run through, because if we just based it on that first one, probably it would have been much lower on my list. So yeah, it can be hit and miss depending on where you are within the pacing of it, because obviously they have the recordings and it's an IP house. They have to be a bit more strict with it, for lack of a better way of phrasing it. But yeah, it was fun. Next up is The Last of Us. And I think the only reason this one is a little bit lower. So The Last of Us we did during Stay and Scream. And we made the mistake of, I don't think I even wore sunglasses in the queue. So I went from like bright, bright light to pitch dark. And the people that were in front of us couldn't see a thing. Like, to the point that team members were having to grab this woman by the shoulders and point her in another direction. And then her husband kept somehow turning around and walking into Adam. So it kind of threw us out of it a little bit. These two people just getting completely lost.
Tripping over the guide dog.
Honestly. But like, the house itself was really, really cool. The costumes and the prosthetics were absolutely amazing. And getting to see all the different like levels of infected and whatnot was super impressive. So I do kind of wish we'd gone through that when it was darker, or we'd made a point to, like, I don't know, wear three pairs of sunglasses. We were already kind of used to things being dark. But it was a really fun house. I enjoyed it.
Okay.
Next up, Darkest Deal. So I'll come back around to what order I think you should do some of these houses in a minute. But Darkest Deal was really fun. We went to that kind of just at the tail end of Stay and Scream, and there was like no queue.
Wow.
So there was like a lot of spacing between it. So, and because it wasn't like a continuous conga line, scare actors were kind of going out of their way to not only just kind of like poke out the boo holes, but like there was one point where a guy like pretty much stood in front of Adam because there were so few people going through the house. They were kind of, I don't know, capitalizing on
to kind of
extend the scares because they had that bit more freedom with it, which was really good. So yeah, I really enjoy it. If you can do Darkest Deal early in the evening, completely go against my Last of Us and Oddfellows advice, I would, because when it's a little bit quieter, you kind of get a little bit extra, which was good. My third house, which is probably very controversial because everyone else seems to have absolutely hated it, I quite enjoyed Chucky. I thought it was really fun. Well, now, what I will say is I have seen the walkthrough of the Hollywood house, and the Hollywood house does look much better, but I really enjoyed Chucky. I thought it was really fun.
Well, on Morlando that I recorded last night that hasn't come out yet, that's Simon Isbell's favourite house.
Yeah, I just thought it was really fun. It was really campy. Yeah, yeah. It was nice getting to see all the like puppets and stuff. But I will say, if you watch the walkthrough of the Hollywood house does look so good and definitely seems to have a lot more of the like iconic Chucky kills. But yeah, it seems a lot of people seem to hate it, but I thought it was fun. My number two house was Yeti.
Ooh.
The Yetis were just absolutely terrifying. And again, it felt like they were really making a point to like come out at you rather than just kind of like boo. They were kind of like blocking you a little bit or like getting more in your face. There's one scene where there's a woman who has just killed a baby Yeti, and then I can only assume the mammy Yeti is holding her accountable, shall we say, which was quite funny. But yeah, I was looking forward to Yeti anyways, because I kind of figured it would be kind of like a campy, fun house with like big rubber suits and big ridiculous masks and stuff. And it was exactly that, but it was also quite scary. So good mix of both. And then my top house was Monsters. Monsters was terrifying. Boom. And I was not excited for Monsters because none of them are monsters that I overly care about. But the actual house itself was amazing. The people behind us kept getting spooked and like grabbing me throughout the house. And we're like, oh my God, I'm so sorry. Oh my God, I promise I'll stop touching you. But like, we just ended up as a literal conga line at the end. But again, it was one of those houses that even though Monsters is obviously an IP, it's Universal's own IP, so it could be a bit more flexible with it. But like, we were going through it and there was a scene with the Invisible Man where he says something about his hands are in your throat, but like he like reached between me and Adam and like gestured that he was going to rip my throat out. It was terrifying. And then they have the Hunchback like bungee cording off from like way up above you. It was really good. That was a really, really good house. I would highly recommend.
Oh, that's actually lovely. I mean, because me and P-Dubs as well, we got to see whatever monster house we seen.
It was all of them, wasn't it?
Yeah, and it's just because it's Universal's franchise. It made Universal.
It's the OG horror franchise.
Yeah, and it's amazing that it's right up there for you as your favorite house, basically.
Yeah, it was really, really good. And I know I said I'd kind of give what I would do if I was doing Stay and Scream again. So we only did Stay and Scream once. And what I will say is the way they're doing the Springfield Stay and Scream, which is what we did, you basically scan in and then they give you the option of you either queue for Monsters or you queue for The Last of Us.
Yeah.
And you can't, unless you specifically try walk past the whole rest of the queue and ask to be let out to get to Duff Brewery or anything like that, they kind of just leave you in the baking heat in a massive queue. They try to tell you it's not a queue, but it's a massive queue. So we had been there for probably half an hour, 40 minutes, and Adam was like, we're dying, and went up and asked a woman, because we had the accessibility pass. He was like, is there anywhere we can sit that's not the baking heat? So she said, listen, you can go out, speak to the team member up the front. So he just kind of said to us, do you remember who was near you in the queue? And we said, yeah. And he was like, oh, okay, well, when you see them come through, just join the queue. To which we were like, sure. So we went, there was little drinks cart in Springfield. They had these Horror Nights cocktail cans. So we got some of those. And by the time we paid for those, they started letting people into the house. So we just kind of joined the queue for The Last of Us and headed on through. Now, if it was me doing it again, the way I would do it, just purely from the way the exits are. So you enter The Last of Us over, you know where the bathrooms are beside Men in Black?
Yeah.
So you enter it there, but you exit at E.T.
Oh.
So it's quite the walk.
That is
Whereas Monsters, you enter at E.T., but you also exit at E.T. So if it was me, I would do The Last of Us first, because you're going to come out that by E.T. anyways, and then go straight in and do Monsters. You're going to have to do it back around, come out in E.T., and then go do Darkest Deal, because most people probably start heading towards like Stranger Things or something like that. So because we'd already done Monsters, we didn't loop around and do it again. We were prioritizing doing houses that we hadn't done, and that's how we ended up getting such a good run through of Darkest Deal. But if your choice is either Monsters or Last of Us, do Last of Us first, then do Monsters, because you're going to come out at that exit anyways. But yeah, it was quite the walk from The Last of Us to the exit of it.
And it's weird, isn't it, when you go behind, because it's all like fenced off and it's all hidden and you can't see nothing, but then you can see bits. And
yeah,
we got to see the me and Stu got to see the Walking Dead cast.
Oh, nice.
Going into, not the real cast, the cast of zombies going into the house at the start, and they're all letting on to you and everything, the zombies. It was brilliant.
It's nice. Great.
Did you get any food down yet? Any Halloween Horror Nights food?
Yeah, so we didn't. One thing I will say about the food, and I don't know if they do this every year, but like every night that we went to Horror Nights, not every night, actually. The first night we didn't, but the second night that we went, which apparently there was an issue at in one of the houses, but we got sent a survey that asked a lot about crowd levels and crowd levels of food. So I think they're very aware that the queues are a bit insane for the food. So the first night we got, as I said, the Stranger Thing cocktails. That was fine. And then I think the only food we actually got at, like, specifically Horror Nights food, was we got some vegan pizza fries over at Kids Zone.
Yeah.
They were fine. The queue over there was nothing. The queue at Louis was atrocious. And then over by Animal Actors, we got some Twisted Taters. Me and Adam ordered at the exact same time. Mine were nice and fresh. His were very stale. So, look at the draw, I guess. But a lot of the specialty food, especially the Last of Us food, the queues were insane. They were like 100 people long. It was absolutely insane. And from what I've seen from various vloggers and stuff, there's a different queue for each individual item. So it's not like you can just join a queue and get everything. You then have to go to different booths to get all the different items.
That needs looking at. They need to do like a food festival, don't they? And double the booths. Literally treble the booths.
Yeah, I have heard a lot of people say that, like, there's much less food booths this year. Again, this is my first year, so I don't know. But the queues for food was insane. Absolutely insane. And then last night, we were hungry and we were waiting for Stranger Things. So we actually ended up going into Finnegan's to get some food. The fact that they call themselves an Irish pub is a disgrace.
Yeah.
It's the most un-Irish place I've ever been in my entire life.
I mean, when I go in there, it's quite Irish.
No. No, it's terrible. They're talking around, the food is fine. The food is quite nice. But yeah, no. If that's what Americans think is an Irish pub, no.
Is it Irish to you, P-Dubs?
I've never been in there.
Did you have a Guinness?
No, I don't drink Guinness.
What did you have?
I'm a whiskey gal.
Did you have a whiskey?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, whiskey is whiskey. So what was un-Irish about it?
Just the decor was very un-Irish. All the food, like, the food sounded like it was Irish, but it wasn't. It just, like, it was fine. But yeah.
It's like the Rose and Crown. Yeah. No one drinks Skol in England or whatever. What did he save? Skol, Stella. Oh, no, is it Harp?
Yeah, I think it's Harp.
I mean, Harp's an Irish thing, isn't it?
Harp, Stella, and Guinness in the Rose and Crown. Like, whatever. I mean, we all drink the Stella. Who doesn't? Come on.
The scare zones. So I've ranked those as well. So my least favorite was Oddfellows. Although I will say I did really enjoy sitting in Oddfellows. We were waiting for a return time for Blood Moon, I want to say. So we got a drink, just sat on the curb and just watched the scare actors walk up and down. Got a nice little selfie with Oddfellow. Oh. It's just a very small and awkwardly shaped scare zone. Like, you kind of just walk through it. There's a couple of stilts people. There's the odd, like, vampire minion. And then there's this little, like, green goblin-y looking thing. And me and Adam were sat there. And we have agreed a list of 5 movies that if they did houses for, we would come back. And we were just sat on the curb doing a little pinky promise about these 5 houses we'll definitely come back for. And this little green goblin comes over with like their weird little like twisted fingers and just like holds out their little pinky finger for me to do a pinky promise with them. And it was the most bizarre thing I've ever experienced in my life.
It wasn't a leprechaun, was it?
No, definitely wasn't.
That's boss, though. Did you get a picture with the little green fella?
I didn't, no. I didn't, no, unfortunately. But yeah, it was very sweet. So Oddfellows. I mean, the music is cool and it's got the Halloween Horror Nights like sign. We got to see the opening ceremonies. I think having them up on a platform is great because everyone could pretty much see them and definitely everybody could hear them. So that was great. But it's just not very scary, no matter what time or what like way we walked through it. Just wasn't very scary. My number 4 was Vamp 69.
Ooh.
Which I thought I was going to really enjoy. And it was really cool. Like, it was a really nice vibe. And obviously, that's a massive area for a scare zone. But it kind of felt like if you didn't have your phone out recording, they didn't even look at you.
Absolutely.
Like, they were pretty much just dancing from like the tribute store down to Lombards and back. They were just like, eye on the prize. They might like jump scare someone if they had their phone out recording, but other than that, they're pretty much just just dancing. Walking back and forth, and dancing. So like it was cute. And again, like the music in that area was amazing. And there's a lot of houses around there, so when you're kind of waiting to go into the houses, the music is good. But yeah, wasn't my favorite, unfortunately. And then the next two were tied because they're kind of the same but in a different font. Was the, I can't remember the name of it, but the jungle one and then Shipyard 32. Nice. Both were really good. Both had some really good prosthetics and costumes and characters in it. It felt like there was a lot of scare actors for how like tight the areas were. And then a ridiculous amount of fog. So that alone, you were pretty much guaranteed someone was going to get you. But yeah, enjoyed walking through both of them. Pretty much the same, as I said, just one was jungle themed, one was sea themed. But very, very similar in a lot of ways. And then I'd say my favorite was probably Dark Zodiac. They have moved all the chainsaws to Dark Zodiac. And they're not like clowns anymore, obviously. So they've got these like black studded masks on their faces and like long black coats. And their chainsaws. And then you have all the Zodiac characters as well. Okay. So what was tending to happen was that people were trying to find their Zodiac character. And then
get a selfie.
A little chainsaw would come appearing out of nowhere. And I mean, chainsaws in general tend to scare most people. So I feel like they kind of had it easier to scare everybody because they had the chainsaws. But yeah, that one definitely, I definitely got the most scares in Dark Zodiac for sure.
Was the little wheelchair chainsaw there?
I don't think so. I don't remember seeing it.
Because we've had the little chainsaw, the little wheelchair fella, because he's fantastic. He literally, he's in a little wheelchair, he goes along, and then bang, he gets you.
No, I don't think I've seen him.
But, I mean, he would have been bossing a little gimp mask. Rolling around, jumping out on people. But
fair. Then for some of the extras, we went into Diagon Alley to see the Death Eaters. I feel like it was cool to see them, and it's nice that they've kind of finally just had them. But it felt like too large a space and too few a Death Eaters. Yeah. There was like six of them. Over where like the stage show normally is, and like there was probably 100 people in there, so it's kind of just hordes of people swarming around six Death Eaters that are then just walking around the crowd. And again, I've seen a vlog of Hollywood where they seem to have a lot more, and it's a much tighter space, and it's more of a walkthrough rather than an area where people would stand around and just watch. So I definitely feel like they could do more with it. Or maybe just have them around Nocturne Alley rather than over in that like big open space. I feel like if they were somewhere that was a bit more compact, it might have a bit more impact. But yeah, it was cool seeing them though.
He could like kill Cedric Diggory on the hour every hour, couldn't he?
There you go. See?
That would be boss. Make him float.
There's loads of characters that they could kill off, isn't there, really?
Honestly. Oh, yeah. Turret of Dobby, you love everybody's song.
Yeah, exactly. The Dobby. Or as my son... Yeah, my son calls him Deadwig. So...
Love it.
Yeah, that'd hilarious. Be boss. Or feathers just blowing on the audience and they're all sobbing.
Yeah.
Doing that thing with the... Do with their ones, hold them up and that and whinge. That'd be boss.
We didn't go watch Nightmare Fuel. We just didn't get a chance and it just wasn't a priority. And then... We must have tried every single evening to see the Megans. And the only time we seen them was when they were walking off to go backstage. So they're very difficult to find or to find at the exact spot because we'd overheard a good few people in the queues being like, oh, the Megans are supposed to be at this time, but I waited like half an hour and they never showed and stuff like that. So yeah,
Divas.
I've seen it 10,000 times on TikTok though. So if you can see them, cool, but I wouldn't wait around ages for it either.
I mean, do you think they'll get a house on the back of this? Because didn't they do that with what was a Halloween one where he had the little lollipop? Yeah, Trick or Treat.
Trick or Treat and Megan are very different films.
No, I know, but it was a scare zone the first year, and then yeah. It was a house the next year, wasn't it?
I don't know if there's enough. Like, there wasn't even enough to do a scare zone. Like, it's just six of them come out and do a little dance and then leave.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. I don't know if there's enough in it to do a house. But maybe
Megan too, when she starts ripping people's heads off.
There you go.
And doing there all you that. Go.
And then the only other note I have was just the crowd levels felt a lot. And again, the fact that we kept getting like the Wednesday night especially was extremely, extremely busy. And that was the night that we got a survey, and at least 60% of the questions were around queue levels and were we able to get everything done? Why were we not able to get things done? Was it because of the queues? Stuff like that. So, and I know I've seen that frequent fare passes are now sold out for the rest of the season. And there's been a couple of nights where the event has been sold out for that night. So the event is getting massive. Absolutely massive.
Said this on Morlando. The ticket that they sell in September, is that the frequent fare or
the rush fare? That's what we
rush fare. He said he because he is the guru when it comes to tickets for Halloween Horror Nights. He doesn't think they'll sell it next year because he's never known a September like it. He said
it was insane.
Was so busy.
It was absolutely crazy. Like, unless you were there at the very start of the event, like, none of the houses dipped below. The least was 45 minutes, and that was generally for maybe Exorcist or maybe Darkest Deal. But other than that, like, Stranger Things was pretty comfortably like 120 minutes.
Wow.
Anywhere between 75 and 120 minutes the whole night.
That's a long time to wait.
Yeah, and Last of Us was the exact same.
And then not get a scare.
Yeah.
Just give me one scare.
And like, again, I've never been before, and I know I mentioned this when I was talking about the assistance pass, but like, the queues are very close together, and like, I would never count myself as a claustrophobic person. I've never been like panicky in crowds or anything, but like, I was very uncomfortable in those queues because there's just so many people walking every direction, and like, they're really cramming people into those queues. I think the longest we waited in the express queues was, I think it was about a 35, maybe 40 minute wait for Chucky in the express.
Oh, it's intimate. It's very, you're licking each other's faces.
Yeah. So I think personally doing it again, or especially if I was only doing like a short little trip, if it was only for certain houses, I would, rather than getting a rush of fear pass, I'd probably get a single night and do an RIP, because I think that's realistically the only way you'd get it done in a night. Mr. D might come on and say something completely different, but certainly when we were there, based off the crowd levels, I don't see how you'd get everything done.
Yeah. Well, it's definitely something to bear in mind, like Express or RIP. Yeah, definitely. Definitely.
Yeah, for sure.
Too busy. Did you get any merch?
Yeah. So we got, I didn't actually buy a lot of like Halloween Horror Nights merch, but they had some really nice merch in the tribute store. So they have a range of t-shirts, kind of dotted around the park, from a company called the Halloween T-Shirt Company. And they had them in the, where they have all the classic monsters merch. Yeah. They have these cool like 3D, like luminous t-shirts that have all the classic monsters on it. So I got a Bride of Frankenstein one. I think Adam got a mummy one. And they're really nice quality. They're really nice prints on them. And then the last night we were doing Horror Nights, we walked into the final room where they have the Jack the Ripper bit and where you pay in the tribute store. And they had this whole new like range of merch. They had a Dracula cape. They had a Dracula t-shirt that looks like a football jersey.
Wow.
And they had this knitted Bride of Frankenstein t-shirt that had like an embroidered, it's a black jumper that's like shredded at certain points, and then it has like a white embroidery of her screaming. It was $85. It was expensive, but I had to get it. I loved it. I've worn it so much since I've come home. It is amazing. And Adam got the Dracula like football t-shirt. It's that same like cut, but it just has like a little Dracula on the back, and then it's got like a big Dracula print on the sorry, it's got a little one on the like chest, and then it's got like a full big Dracula print on the back, and then I think there was a Frankenstein hoodie, but it was all just like really unique, really high quality. I think it was part of that Universe collection that they're doing now. Yeah. But that stuff was really, really nice. And then they have a ceramic Little Boo fake succulent, which I had to buy because Little Boo is just the cutest thing.
You done well then, didn't you?
Yeah.
You got spoiled, is what I'll say. You got spoiled.
But yeah, really, really, really enjoyed it. The heat would potentially put me off going back in September. However, as I said, we have agreed certain houses that if they do them, we'll go back. But loved it. Absolutely loved it.
Come on. What are the houses then? That do you make the announcements you're going back? Come on.
Halloween 3, which I know is one of the ones that's always thrown around as a rumor, on the same token, Gremlins.
Yeah.
There's a Nick Cage movie called Mandy that we love. Oh. It's quite niche, so I don't know if they would do it. Psycho Goreman, which I don't know if you've watched, Craig, but I know I've definitely recommended it to you.
Okay.
And then I can't remember what the last one was because we'd had a few drinks by this stage.
It Follows, was it?
Maybe.
Was it?
It might have been.
Don't be like that. Don't make me cry.
It might be. I can't remember. I'll double check about them.
Because that's a classic.
Yeah, I love It Follows.
Oh. Twins.
But yeah, I'd love to do, I'd say if we were going to go back and do Horror Nights again, we'd probably look at doing Hollywood, because that especially this year looks really, really good. But yeah, we absolutely loved it.
Oh, fantastic.
Had a great time.
Well, thank you very much, Sinead, for sharing it with us.
No problem at all.
Yeah, it's been an absolute blast listening. You can't half talk, girl. Considering you're losing your voice and your coughing, you've done pretty well. That your whiskey is.
I've had to mute myself a few times, but hopefully it's gone relatively unnoticed.
No, you've been fantastic, been absolutely brilliant. P Dubs, have you got anything else to ask?
Don't think so. We're nearly an hour and a half deep. There's not much more else to add.
This is like a. This
Can
is like
you tell her own notes?
Yeah. Yeah, because that's we expect nothing less, Sinead.
Yeah, I will say, if anyone listening is vegetarian and they're going to Universal and they want a spreadsheet of all of the vegetarian options in both parks so that you don't have to try figure it out, let me know and I will quite happily send it to you.
There you go. That is an offer. Yeah, so, right, we'll wind it up. Thank you very much, Sinead. Thank you very much.
No problem. Thanks for having me.
P-Dabs. Look out for us. We've got another episode coming later on in the month where we are eating in Cowfish. So with that being said, I will end the show, I think, if I can find it. So, yeah, thank you.
This podcast is part of the After Dark Podcast Network.
Bom dia.
This podcast is part of the After Dark Podcast Network.